Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. You're welcome to bring up whatever might have to be on your mind. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And the site is brand new as of 2010. It's the new Free Talk Live 2.0. Gard, have you had a chance to go over and take a look at it yet?
I have indeed, my man. You have entered not only the 21st century, but the 22nd century, my brother.
I don't think that's so.
I don't think the web's
like
going to exist.
Kirk on that thing.
The 22nd century, the World Wide Web will probably not be anything like it is today.
You think it'll exist? Like, you think it'll go away?
I don't know. It might be replaced by direct jacks in your brain or something like that.
It could very well be
Matrix by that point.
Yeah. But they'll still be, like, connected computers and stuff. They'll probably just add a whole bunch more. Like, every computer will be connected with every other computer or something.
I don't know. We'll find out. Maybe.
It'd be weird. I was just thinking it'd be weird if when we did jack in physically, if internet viruses did turn into real physical viruses. That'd be pretty wild.
It'd be pretty awful.
Wild stuff.
They're going to figure something out for that real quick.
You can take control of the airwaves here at 800-259-9231, and you may bring up absolutely anything. Of course, as usual, we've got a lot of stuff to bring to the table tonight, but the show is about what you want to make it about if you choose to at 800-259-9231. Quick update to start things out here tonight. And I'm pulling this, by the way, from the front page of our website, freetalklive.com, where you actually get to control the content of the website. You get to submit different stories, and our other listeners will vote on those stories. And, if they're really good, they'll make it to the front page. So here's one of them from the Ottawa Sun. It's an update on a story we did a little while back about an Ottawa teenager who started his own pirate radio station. And we actually had this young man on the program here to talk about it, and he wasn't the most principled of individuals, but then again, he was, I think, 16 or something.
Yeah, he just
like
wanted
that.
To start a radio station.
He just wanted to start his own radio station, which is what I wanted to do when I was age 16, and I certainly didn't have principles back then either, so I can relate. But here's the latest on his story. An Ottawa teen's pirate Mix FM 91.9 radio station went off the air again on Friday, after the police and government officials raided his father's hotel.
Good Lord.
Now, remember when we talked to him, he didn't really seem to be too cognizant of the fact that this was a real possibility. Do you recall that, Mark?
Yes.
Yeah. We tried to clue him in that, this may be happened. This may happen to you at some point. But
the people with guns burst in the door and try to hurt you.
Yep, and they did. They didn't hurt the young man, but they did burst in. RCMP and Industry Canada officials arrived at Sade International Hotel in Gloucester to shut it down at 9 a.m.
This is no ordinary hotel.
Sade.
No ordinary
this
hotel.
This one's spelled S-A-A-D-E. Anyway, I should know how to pronounce his name. We talked to him. Jehad, I believe is what it was. Jehad Sade at age 14, not 16, excuse me, had been on the local airwaves off and on for the past couple of months. The raid happened at 9 in the morning. The unlicensed station kept spinning songs while police searched the hotel for Sade's transmitter, because his dad, Georges, is the owner of said hotel, and the story was that the Jehad had gotten an inheritance because somebody had passed away. So he'd inherited quite a bit of money, apparently, and went out and paid for some relatively professional-level transmitter equipment. I mean, he went out and bought like a 2,000-watt transmitter, a 3,000-watt transmitter, as I recall.
It was a big tower here in the picture. It's something else.
The tower's not the biggest, but, if you've got a good location for the tower that's fairly high up, the top of a hotel, you don't have to have a real big, you don't have to have one of those ginormous 150-foot towers that you see behind radio
stations. Not your wattage, it's the height of your tower.
Right, so you could put a little 10-foot tower up on top of a hotel, and you'd be doing just fine.
Mark's comment sounded strangely sexual there. I don't know.
Just saying, I don't know where you're getting that from.
Get your mind out of the gutter. Sade had hidden some of the equipment and wouldn't tell the police or his father where it was located. Police eventually just cut power to the entire hotel at 11:52 in the morning. And 91.9.
They couldn't go out to the tower and cut the line to the tower. They cut the power to the whole hotel.
Apparently so. They shut it down just before noon, and it went silent Georges Sade said the RCMP called pretending to rent a room because the hotel door was locked when they arrived. He said the Mounties had to call in a locksmith to gain access. George said his son was mad and yelled at the police and was crying at one point. George said he was told no charges would be laid, but the RCMP and Industry Canada had a judge's order to seize, steal, all the radio equipment. Technician also scaled the transmission tower outside the hotel and dismantled the equipment. Jihad has received two orders from Industry Canada, or had received two orders, to turn the station off. The first time, December 3rd, he did shut the broadcast down for a day, went off the air again December 14th, but was back on the air on December 24th, and the station had been broadcasting ever since. So there's the latest on the story out of Ottawa.
So they stole the kid's transmitter and his stuff and messed up his stuff.
Yeah, presumably they stole his transmitter. Yep. And they definitely disconnected his antenna, and they're just mean. They're just mean, nasty people, and Jihad was not interfering with any other local radio stations. He was on a channel that was available up there in Ottawa.
And the name of the station is Mix. It's not like he was. It's not like this was ghetto rap or something like that.
Like Ku Klux Klan radio or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Or something.
I think he was playing rap.
But it was
it's like a pop top 40 station.
Yeah, but I mean it wasn't the offensive stuff.
And
let's say even if it was,
you didn't listen.
Even if it was something that would be offensive to some people, hey, he's got perfect right to put it out there if people don't want to listen to it. This is where private property matters come into play, and where the government creates a tragedy of the commons by claiming that they're going to take over all the airwaves, and then it will be divvied out in a fair manner. You can't allow free speech through the airwaves if the government runs the airwaves. It doesn't happen that
Absolutely.
Way. And just like we've seen where people have tried to bring in their journalistic equipment into courtrooms and they're supposed to have a right to be journalists, the court says, no, I'm sorry. Just like you're supposed to have a right to be able to go anywhere with a firearm in a public place, if you go onto a plane, no, I'm sorry, the government will regulate away your rights. So in this case, it's the same thing. The tragedy of the commons, the government says, well, we will manage it, and you can speak, but you can't speak. You have a lot of money, and you can pay us for a license, but
that's pretty much
don't.
The only way. Yeah. If you don't have a lot of money, I don't know what it's like in Canada, but if you don't have a lot of money here in the United States, then it's a no-go for you. And then even if you do have enough money, you're then subject to whatever all the FCC's rules and regulations happen to be at that time. They're not as onerous necessarily now as they used to be. For instance, for talk radio stations, they had the so-called fairness doctrine in the past, which required that you have to give candidates equal time. And if you had one person on with one side of an opinion, you had to offer the time to another person to present the other side.
And, of course, programmers responded to that by saying, you know what, we just won't put controversial stuff on.
That's
because
right.
We don't know how many people are going to try to come on and take time out of our day. We're going to lose advertising revenue.
Exactly right. And who knows what's going to come soon with the FCC. Now, there's going to be some good news. There was a story about the fleeting expletive situation.
Oh, darn it!
Bono at the live MTV Awards, that sort of thing.
Well, that's what they're looking at. The Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Manhattan has been hearing this case about the fleeting expletives. You know, essentially, the FCC's policy is now, as of a few years ago, after the whole Bono thing and Janet Jackson and all of these things, after all of that, they set the policy to where even one expletive that goes out over the air, you are subject, and they raise the fine. It used to be $32,500. Now it's $325,000 for the
and. And it's not just to the network, it's to each individual station that broadcasts it.
Right.
That's correct.
Because actually the network isn't responsible for it. It's only the station that's responsible because they're the only licensee.
Yeah.
So if it's the Rush Limbaugh show and it's broadcast on 600 stations, the FCC can come in and fine 600 stations $325. And I can tell you, $325,000.
And don't forget,
that will put some many of those stations
out of business. That was the bill that I happened to come across right when I saw Ed Markey, the congressman who had proposed it. I saw him later that day.
We can come back and talk more about fleeting expletives here, but we're also going to take your phone calls about what you want. 800-259-9231. Your call's coming up next. It is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Give you all the features on the site for free. They include live streams. There's a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, a webcam, even the brand new Free Talk Live listen lines. It's all there for you, free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Now, how'd you like to intern in film and alternative media? Well, if you're not college age, or SOL. But yeah, if you are a college age, then the IHS Production Internship Program offers paid internships at production companies making films, documentaries, online video programs, and more. The program includes a week-long interdisciplinary IHS seminar, a stipend, and housing allowance. Applicants at all levels of experience are encouraged to apply. Placements are available during the summer and the fall. You can apply for summer placement by February 15th. You've got about a month left to do that at libertarianinternships.com. That's libertarianinternships.com. It sounds like a great opportunity. All right, so we're going to continue here. We'll take your phone calls about what you want. We started out with an update on Jihad, who is the 14-year-old youth who was operating his own radio station, his own pirate radio station in Ottawa. And pirate radio people are just, they just have a warm spot in my heart. I love it.
Community radio. Aggressive part.
Pirate
15.
Sounds so much cooler.
Hey, man, that's how John Peel started. He became a legend in the UK.
Let's go to your phone calls. George is on the line listening to KBYO FM in Monroe, Louisiana. Hey, George. George.
Oh, man, he must have been pirate phone calling.
Just lost him. All right, let's continue then with Scott in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
Today is Martin Luther King Day. And
hi, Scott.
it's a different way of looking at it. White people in many regards have been disenfranchised, including myself, through affirmative action. I lost a job, in fact, through affirmative action. And it's one thing to give equality to whether blacks, Hispanics, Jews, what have you. But when you give to one group and you take away from another, that's not equality. I'd like to say something very interesting you may want to know. New Hampshire was adamantly against MLK Day until the very, very end. And then the Manchester Union leader caved in.
Right.
And
well,
you know,
inanimate land masses can't be for or against anything.
Well, what I'm
saying
is...
You said New Hampshire was for or against. You can't have New Hampshire being for or against anything.
They were one of the holdouts. And the Manchester Union leader knuckled under. And, of course, everyone knows now the Manchester Union leader is nothing but a rag. But anyway,
I don't think there need to be any holidays, any government holidays. Yeah. I don't think there needs to be any government.
No, there shouldn't be.
Even though I'm not a bigot like you, I do agree with you.
He didn't say anything this time.
I know, he didn't, but I just want to make it clear.
You shouldn't name call unless he does it that time.
I want to let you know something, gentlemen.
Still, let me point out, though, yeah. You are correct that affirmative action is not the solution to racism, because it does essentially reverse, it is essentially reverse racism, and it
undercuts real achievement, too.
Yeah.
You see, I'm an equal opportunity hater. I hate everyone.
See, that's
blacks,
a problem. That's why we. That's why we're different.
Jews, and I'm going to tell you, you got to look at it from my perspective.
Do you hate white people too? I mean, while you're at it.
Say that again.
Well, if you hate everyone, you mean you also hate white people, then, right?
No.
Well, that's not everyone.
That's not equal.
Well, let me tell you, no, but that's not necessarily true, because in Massachusetts, as tomorrow is a big election, I am not going to vote for Martha Coakley, and the reason why I'm not is not so much that I'm in love with Scott Brown. Because I hate the Kennedy family, I will not support this Irish Catholic hold that they have on the state. So,
do you hate Irish Catholics?
What's that?
Do you hate Irish Catholics?
They have put a noose around Massachusetts' neck. And
every single one of them, all of the Irish Catholics, they're all responsible.
Tremendous sway in the state. Tremendous. And let's put it this way.
What's your heritage? Just curious. Do you know?
I'm Episcopalian of English descent.
Not
saying I came over from the Mayflower, but I am the original stock that America was built on.
Now, Scott, I thought that this was true for me too.
You mean aside from the American Indians?
Well, right. I'm talking to Scott. Now you're chiming in here. I thought this was true for me too, and then I found out that from a heritage standpoint, that in fact I'm not as lily white as I thought I was, and I just wonder whether you think that that's true for you, but it doesn't actually make it true.
I agree.
And it doesn't really matter to me that I happen to have some Asian in me, or and a little bit of Hispanic or something, whatever Spanish people.
You got a DNA test?
I happen to know from a medical condition. It only happens to Asians.
Wait a minute. I'm sitting right next to you now. No, I'm just joking around. But, you know, Scott, look, I can understand how people can feel a certain amount of resentment for, and it is actually very understandable what many of the Irish Catholics have done in political realms and in the church down in Massachusetts, stuff they've covered up, the corruption in Massachusetts, the mafia in Massachusetts and around Boston oftentimes. There's a lot of corruption to be cited in that, and I think a certain amount of regime solidity there, where people grow up Democrats, they grow up Irish Catholic Democrat, but they're the sort of lunchroom buffet Catholics, and they want to pick and choose. And I can understand what you're saying about certain people of certain ethnicities and backgrounds get overlooked because of favoritism now that is brought up by government, as Ian said. But we here we want to try to be colorblind to all these things. What we're trying to do is look at the effect on people regarding freedom, on their freedom.
It has affected my freedom. It has affected my freedom.
Well, I understand that. But what I'm saying is that it's not a broad brush. There are plenty of white people who do these things, white Protestants who do these things.
Let me explain one thing to you, and this is right up your alley.
Okay.
I have gotten a number of tickets over the years. And you asked me, one of you, I don't know who it was, do I hate Irish Catholics? I got a number of tickets, and every time I got a ticket, it was from an Irish Catholic state trooper. So you asked me a moment ago, did I hate Irish Catholics? And I'm going to be a man and tell, yes, I do.
Well, what is,
because they
what
caused
is,
me a lot of misery over the years.
What is the machinery that all these different ethnicities who cause you all these nightmares and problems, what's the machine they use to get you? What is it? I think we've got the answer here.
Government.
You got it, brother. So well, I can't call your brother.
Well, and I'm going to tell you something.
Scott, no, you can tell me in a moment. Isn't the problem really people, just people, not white people, not black people, not Irish Catholics, not Jews, not this, not that, but just people who want to enforce their way, inflict their way upon you without your consent? Isn't that really what the problem is?
Yes, that is true as well. And I want to tell you something. I know you have other callers.
So identify
with government. I hate government. I hate state government, local government, and I want to leave you callers a thought, and this is very frightening. They could knock on your door, anyone's door, with some bunch of BS, some hooked-up story, and they could take you away in the middle of the night and throw you in a jail so fast it would make your head spin, all because they carry a badge and a gun.
You're right about that, Scott. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I hate what government does, but I forgive the people who do it, and I feel pity for them. 800-259-9231. I try not to hate the individuals, as despicable as many of their actions may be.
Hate only hurts the herder.
The hater. Exactly.
The herder hurts the hater.
There's more coming up here. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements.
Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, including updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free at updates.freetalklive.com.
He's the enemy of the state. He's the agent of the sovereign individual. He's Tad Galahad, freedom engineer. The Anarcho-Capitalist Adventure Series is now complete. You can read it for free at peaceprosper.com and help Ben Woods construct Catalyxia. PeaceProsper.com.
Let's continue with your phone calls about what you want. Adam is in New York on the Amp Line. Hello.
What is going on there, Adam?
Good evening, gentlemen. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Very good. Well, as you may or may not know, I recently worked on a construction project in New York City for one of the two major stadiums that was recently finished.
Oh.
And towards the end of the construction, I was walking around making sure things were built the right way. They weren't. But in general, they were okay. And
spoiler alert.
I came across a poster in the head security officer's office, and it really just caught my eye. I read the thing, and I said, oh, man, this is great. So the Mets is the team, obviously. Their head security officer posted this little 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper where all the security officers passed through. And I'd like to read it. It's about five sentences, maybe.
Sure.
It's really just very good. This is their private security force there. It's sort of like an advisement to all the security guards. Here we go. The thing is, you don't need to tell people you're the boss over and over. They know you're the boss. Don't need to go around and act in an autocratic fashion. We must make sure that our tone remains civil and non-confrontational, even in those instances when we are asking guests to modify their behavior. Our objective is to reduce the tension, not heighten a conflict. Remember, we are being watched and heard by everyone around us, not just the individual we are. And everyone was in all caps. And I just thought that was a really, you know, a really good example of what a privately funded enforcement agency, you know, the kind of things they operate by, the guidelines they go by, their attitude in general towards the public. You know, be non-confrontational, don't escalate the situation, try and help these people or you know, create an aura of safety around you as opposed to
intimidation.
Other examples.
Yeah, as opposed to intimidation and fear.
Yeah, I think
that's great. The conflict.
Yeah, I really like it too.
It was really, I saw it and I said, this is just so wonderful. And there was no one around. I wish I could have spoken with the security guard there or something, but I just thought that was so great. It was just a, you know, it didn't need to be a big banner. It wasn't a big expensive booklet. It was an 8.5 by 11 sheet. It was posted right by the walkie-talkies where everyone could see it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, if only the government police had the same kind of incentives, but they don't. You know, if the cops, if the security guards at the stadium are being too rough with people, word's going to get around that they're a bunch of jerks and people are going to stop going.
And, you know, the amazing thing is that those guys, they get these protocols in place where they start to think that they're the ones who know everything. Nobody can question them in the government sphere because they're, you know, they have no one, they've got no competition. They're the ones that are, the money goes right to them. And you get them doing stupid things in addition to being intimidating and bossy, wasting time. And it brings to mind this story of this little kid who's like 8 years old. And for the past 2 years, he's been on the TSA's watch list for airports, and they've been like frisking him and screening him and pulling him aside. He was six when it started. It's like insanity. It's just absolutely nuts. Can you imagine if you had a private place where they, you know, parents are trying to bring their kids in to get someplace and they kept pulling the kids aside and giving parents a hassle? If there were an alternative, they would choose something else. So, of course, they're going to give these great guidelines to private security companies to say, hey, you know what? The customer comes first. Adam, any other thoughts?
That's exactly what I wanted to point out, just the stark difference in the attitude that's encouraged between the private security force and what you usually see every day with the police.
Yeah. I appreciate you taking the time to call in with that, and thank you so much for it. Good night. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything. Not to say that all of the government police are a bunch of thugs. They're not. But there are plenty of them who are, and those who are completely unaccountable, even when they're caught, in many cases, red-handed, doing things that are absolutely just awful.
And most of the time, when they are caught, and a lot of times that stuff's overlooked because they're kind of on the blue team, when they are caught, they aren't held to the same standard that you or I would be.
No.
Because it's like the baker gets to eat the baked goods for free. Well, the cops get to commit crimes for free because they're the ones that handle the cops.
And you know what's fascinating to me, because I've gotten some posts over at our website from, there's a guy named Copernicus over there, and
that's libertyconspiracy.com, your site.
Yes, sir. And Glenn Jacobs and I have been answering back and forth on a number of different issues, and what I find fascinating is that it seems like people have this reflex. They're brought up in this system of looking at the government, and they think you have police officers, for example, and they think that police officers or politicians swearing an oath to uphold the law or uphold the Constitution, somehow that's some sort of attenuating force that is a beneficial force that will work better than people actually using their own money.
You mean the Constitution is better than...
You create this constitutional system and a government that's created with less addressability than the marketplace with a bunch of pieces of paper where you're constantly having this revolving door of people being voted in.
Well, they've sworn an oath.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's very strange, you know, and it takes a while to sort of move from sort of being sometimes a small government, traditional small government Lockean type person. You may be old style conservative or small government libertarian, to sort of say, now, wait a minute, I need to question just the very idea of saying that system is a better system than people actually having addressability by choosing their own way.
Well, look what happens when a man who is on the inside of that system questions that system.
Yeah,
our buddy Brad Jardis, here in New Hampshire, he's one of the few Law Enforcement Against Prohibition members who's actually an out-of-the-closet, as in he's out against the war on drugs, not that he's a gay man, pretty sure he's straight, but nonetheless.
And this weekend's a big one for him.
Right. This, well, what happened recently was he was attacked by his own department because he's a member of law enforcement against prohibition, and it came out publicly what police department he was a member of. For a while, he was kind of keeping that under wraps and kind of trying to keep that quiet because he was concerned about what the ramifications might be, and for good reason. They came after his ass. Yeah, they went after him after it came out that he was working for the Epping Police Department in New Hampshire, and they started trying to essentially have him fired.
Yeah.
At the termination hearing, about 50-plus liberty activists showed up to support him. As a result of that outpouring of support, he was essentially kept on board because I can guarantee you that those selectmen would have followed the police chief's recommendation to terminate Brad had no one else shown up to that hearing. If it was just Brad sitting in a room with the police chief and the lieutenant, and they were talking about how awful Brad was and this and that, and of course Brad is, he's a fine police officer. He's been on the force for over 10 years, and they brought up a couple of little things that he did, you know, 9 years ago when he was a rookie or whatever, or at least in the first few years of his career.
Well, everybody is going to have something that you can question about what they do. So, I mean, you know, they did that. But the point is that they would have never done that to any other police officer. They went after him because of his stance on prohibition.
And if you look at the sheer volume of laws that the police are upholding, without questioning them the way that Brad does, the drug laws, prostitution laws, all these different types of things that are strictly, clearly prohibited by certain provisions of the United States Constitution and others, it makes you start to question, well, do those provisions on that written piece of paper really hold these people back? Or is there a different way that we can get addressability out of these guys, like private security systems?
At the very least, voluntarizing the funding would solve a lot right there. But yeah, private security is really the next step beyond that, where you actually have competition in the marketplace. There's a number here for you. It's 800-259-9231. The good news about Brad Jardis is he was vindicated. He's back on duty. After they went after him and they tried to attack him, they tried to get him fired, he is back on duty. So it's a major success for any police officer out there who's considering also coming out against the war on drugs. More coming up, Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Garth.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com.
Now, of course, there's a lot to talk about, your calls being the primary element. We've been talking about the police and specifically what happens when a cop tries to do the right thing inside a system in which corruption is pretty much the accepted rule. Wherein police that are caught red-handed doing, obviously breaking their own rules are slapped on the hand in many of the worst cases and reassigned to a desk job and then later on reassigned back out into the streets, or in some cases they'll be fired from one department only to be hired by another department. So even when it looks like they've done something like fired the guy, just keep an eye out, because odds are good he's going to turn up at another department somewhere else in the state. I don't have the story in front of me, but there was the Agitator, I believe it's .com, but anyway, Radley Balco's The Agitator blog had a rundown of a particular bad cop in West Virginia that just kept getting fired for various different abuses. I mean, you've got to really do something bad to get fired from a police department, because we've seen so many stories where cops will beat people and, you know, burn down somebody's house and shoot a dog or whatever, and nothing will happen to them. So you really have to do something egregious in order to get fired, but just kept on coming back, just kept getting rehired. It was absolutely amazing. But I've got a police story that's related here, because it gives you a real great example of how it is that they just kind of, the thin blue line, as it's called, closes around its ranks, and they have what they call professional courtesy, which is when a cop breaks the law and gets caught by another cop in the act of breaking their rules, they just look the other way, and they call it professional courtesy. So the most frequently found example of this would be, for instance, you'll see a cop parked at a parking space with the parking meter expired. The parking woman will walk right by, or the parking meter maid will walk right by and completely ignore the cop car.
Or they'll speed without their lights on, and they just, you know, or they'll go through it. They'll turn their lights on just to get through a light, and then they'll just cruise on their merry old way.
One of my favorites was a stop sign where this was a television station, the local television station. It was a stop sign where people would often roll through it for whatever reason. It was just one of those stop signs that people roll through. And they put up a camera and caught several police, several police officers rolling through this stop sign. But this was the same place where cops would sit and catch people for rolling through the stop sign. And, you know, they're the same. They just give out tickets. And it's, you know, if they do the same stuff, they should face the same punishments. And the fact is, they don't.
The toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. So here's an example of professional courtesy. This one apparently was actually caught on video. I haven't taken the time to watch the footage, but if William Grigg is reporting on it, I trust his word. William Grigg over at LouRockwell.com, he is like the go-to guy on the internet for all kinds of cop badness. Here's the story. Christine Finney of North Charleston, South Carolina, apparently had a bit too much to drink last Christmas Eve. After a cop spotted her driving 65 miles an hour in a 40-mile-per-hour zone, Finney led several officers on a fairly lengthy chase, driving onto the median in order to pass several cars before finally pulling over.
Hmm.
It's pretty dangerous right there.
Yeah, that's pretty bad behavior. I would think that the person in there not only would get a terrible, a big old fine, some taken off to jail, but you would
eluding arrest.
You would think that person would probably get a bit of a beating. You know, they're running away. The evidence is that
I've seen the footage where they beat people.
Yeah, where somebody does this, they drag them out of the car. They put their knee right in the middle of their back. They yank their arms up behind them. They do some pretty rough stuff.
So what happened?
Tell me about the beating.
Despite her reckless driving, glassy-eyed appearance, and foul-mouthed refusal to cooperate with the officers, Miss Finney was not tasered, beaten with a flashlight, or threatened with a firearm. She wasn't even required to undergo a breathalyzer test.
Oh.
Huh. Now, how many of us would have gotten away with that? She was, though, briefly handcuffed, but eventually permitted to go home, rather than spending the night in jail.
So they let this person, who clearly showed this dangerous behavior, get back out on the road.
Right.
The relatively delicate treatment extended to the 41-year-old woman was an act of professional courtesy. The truculent suspected drunk is an 8-year veteran police officer married to Lieutenant Tony Finney of the North Charleston Police. As documented in video record of the incident, Finney was astonished that her comrades in blue didn't simply give her a free pass. So the way they treated her wasn't good enough for this woman. She was outraged at how she was treated by these police who briefly handcuffed her, had a chat with her, and let her go. Whereas the rest of us would have ended up in a cage if not beaten to death.
Oh, I can't even imagine what the fine would be for this kind of behavior.
She said, "I'm a police officer, and I've been doing this for 8 years. Finney harangues Dorchester County Sheriff's Deputy Mike Files. I've been doing this for 15 years, and you have no excuse for the way you were driving," said Files. As Files attempted to arrest, which is about as mean as they got to her, Finney, the off-duty female officer put up a fight. "You threw my head on the ground for what?" she's heard to exclaim at one point. "I'm a cop! I'm a police officer!" During the brief scuffle, Finney's lip was bloodied, prompting her to name-drop her husband, smugly warning that he's gonna love it when you get sued for an effing fat lip.
Wow.
Had Finney been a mundane who put up a similar struggle, you know, like one of the rest of us, a bloody lip would have been the least of her problems. She's now, she's informed at one point that she's being arrested for resisting arrest, but guess what? That charge was never filed, and she was permitted to leave. Despite her favorable treatment, Finney believed she was entitled to even greater deference from her fellow tax eaters. "You know, I pull over people for driving 100 miles an hour. You know what they say? I'm a narcotics officer in an unmarked vehicle. Great. Well, slow it down. Have a good night," she informs the deputy. "As long as they show a badge, I don't care."
Great. Were these narcotics officers driving in the median? I mean, this one was passing cars in the median.
And you know, there is something to be said for. I know a guy who works in the corrections field, and man, you know, on the other side of it, the way that the system, the administrative system, screws these guys up. They've got this guy in charge of what he's doing now, doesn't know anything about what he's doing. This guy's life is often in danger because he's dealing with prisoners who are, you know, very dangerous people, and he's trying to do his job. And what happens is the feeling, I think, that can come in a law enforcement officer's mind is, look at the stuff we have to deal with. You know, they'll remember those really dangerous times, mm-hmm. not the bulk of the monotony being or, you know, hanging around, but those dangerous times, that's some scary stuff. So they're there, and then when something like this happens, they say, And, you know, who am I? I'm one of them. And they begin to identify with each other more and more. And you get that thin blue line of you know, everybody's in the police force helping each other out because they think of these dangerous situations. And oftentimes, on the other side of it, you know, these guys who are trying to do what they, if let's say they get into the profession because they want to really try to uphold something in their community, they're seeing their system, you know, pulled out from underneath them. So it causes all sorts of problems, even for those people who are trying to work to do a good job. So the way the government system runs, it answers to political things rather than their demands and their right. needs and things like that.
You have to ask yourself, why did these police officers were you know briefly detained this woman, why did they choose not to arrest her when she was they clearly knew she was dangerous? Why did they choose not to do that? I mean, maybe the reason is because they're on her side. Mm-hmm. Maybe the reason is they're scared S-less. I mean,
scared of her husband,
or whatever. Mm-hmm. You see, like, you don't know this. This is the lieutenant is the administration. He's getting into that realm. And these guys' careers could really be ruined yeah. by, you know, messing with this lady. I think she got off very, very light, mm-hmm. but that's just my opinion as one of the lowly serfs that has to support this organization of knights. And what my opinion is, really, they could care less. There's no feedback mechanism. The feedback mechanism is broken, if there is one. So they don't care what I have to say, but they, you know, these guys, just as likely as they loved, you know, they wanted this woman to be safe because she's a cop, just as likely as that, they were scared to death.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's what cops will tell you. The ones that are against the war on drugs personally, they'll tell you that the reason why, if they're being honest, they'll tell you the reason why they won't come out and come out of the closet and be against the war on drugs publicly is because they're scared of what the department will do. They've got a career. They've got a family. They're expecting a paycheck. They've got a mortgage to pay. They've got car payments to make. You know, this is their career, and they don't want to jeopardize it, and they feel like it's going to be in jeopardy if they come out. And in many cases, they're probably absolutely right. I mean, they went after Brad Jardis. If Brad Jardis didn't have the Liberty community, the Liberty activist community here in New Hampshire standing by him, I guarantee you he would have lost his job for being against the war on drugs. More coming up. You can bring up anything. Hour 2 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People Grow Cotton, Weave Fabric, Engrave Ink, Embed Strips and Fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.